You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
We're back here on the second guest show. Mike Dottiglia along with the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert, the Silver Slipper Casino Beachside in Hancock County, Mississippi. We've got a lineup. They're getting squares for the Monday night game between the Eagles and the Chargers, and you can hear that game live on 105.3 FM and starting at 7:30. Bob, let's go to our talking text line. Got on Big John. Big John, you're in the huddle with Bobby and Mike.
Well, good afternoon, gentlemen. And for the third time this season, and I suspect not for the last time, I get to say hail to the mighty Saints. But before I talk about the Saints, guys, you know, this college football playoff situation is an absolute cluster you-know-what. And I could not be more delighted about it because it's very obvious that the entire system has been broken. And the playoffs are simply a reflection of that. And, you know, we thought with four teams going to 12, we would settle all the arguments. And it's like a hydra head. When you cut off one head, or you get two more that grow in its place. And now you have all the talk about, you know, Alabama getting too much consideration, Notre Dame getting left out. James Madison, you know, a 21-point underdog going into its playoff game. This is what I call a glorious mess for the college football playoffs. And it obviously there's going to have to be some sort of reassessment of the whole mechanism going into next year and the year after.
And expand it to 16 teams.
Yeah, that's what's going to happen.
See, Big John, if I'm a conspiracy theorist, I say this was set up for this to happen. It's almost like they wanted something bad to happen so they could expand this to four more teams. Now, I'm not one of those people that believe everything's a conspiracy theory. But on this, if I was, that'd be the first thing I point toward. Man, somebody's setting this up to make extra money because then that's a couple extra games.
Yeah, and that has come back to haunt Notre Dame being an independent. And not being in a conference. I think that played a big part where if they were, can you imagine, because they played in other sports, they're in a conference.
In the ACC.
What do you think if Notre Dame would have been in ACC? Well, they'd be going because ACC representative instead of being independent.
That's how they rolled the end of the year. Man, you didn't want to see them on the schedule. And well, I'll be honest with you, I think had they gotten into the playoffs, I wouldn't want to play them. Not with that quarterback, not with that running back, and their defense is really good. And then really, really good.
Well, and you look at it, but you got to go, okay, head-to-head, they lost to Miami.
Yep.
I mean, to me, it should be settled on the field.
As far
as everybody having an opinion and all that, I mean, we can't get enough football. So if you want to throw a bone to the likes, if you're not in the Power Five, then you make them have a play-in game. Like, I don't know, I'd like to see James Madison in Tulane. That'd be a competitive game. I mean, realistically. Yeah, Tulane and James Madison. Can you imagine James Madison at Oregon? Or even, look, hey, listen, you could be a Tulane fan, and I'm not hating on Tulane, even though my dad would cheer for Rush over Tulane. But that's another story.
Your dad would pull for Ole Miss over Tulane?
No, he wouldn't watch the game. he wouldn't watch either one of you. So a diehard LSU, he would not. But the point me, it'd be more, okay, that would be intriguing. James Madison and Tulane play, and then you could be on the back end of the playoffs. All I know is that, now, Bobby, but it's hard to beat a team like three times. You could see, two times. You hear that argument all the time. All I know is that who really watched the whole game, Ole Miss and Tulane? That was embarrassing.
Even John Sumrall said it.
Yes. It was like Tulane didn't even like they even belonged on the field with him. I mean, what was the final score? 45-10?
Yeah.
Big John, you probably watched that. And I was like, whoa. I was like, oh, maybe let's see what Tulane's going to do. And I was like, whoa. It looked like the JV versus the varsity from the get-go.
Yeah, we watching the game as we doing the pregame show, Herb Tyler and I. And the first time I saw Trinidad Chambliss, I sent the clip to Charlie. I was like, Herb, that guy, Chambliss, he reminds me of you. And Herb laughed, and he was like, well, he's built like me, but if I was playing in his offense, I maybe would be like him.
Huh?
Lane Kiffin's offense.
Been playing an opportunity at different times.
Yeah.
But, yeah, the Tulane's been outstanding. What they've done basically the past decade with Coach Fritz and now Coach Summerall, that speaks volumes. And then when people say, they have loyalists, Tulane loyalists. I can't believe Coach Summerall's leaving Tulane. I go, what are you talking about? Being in that situation, can you imagine, okay, if somebody, I don't know, I'm just going to throw these numbers out there. I don't know they're exactly right. But let's say Tulane's paying you $3.5 million. That's a lot of money to coach. But then Florida's going to give you like right at $8 million, $7.5 million, $8 million. And I don't know, wouldn't you want to coach in the SEC, whatever? Okay, I'm coaching at Tulane. The stadium's packed. What it holds, 25, 30,000 versus 100,000 in the swamp? Come on.
And I told him this week, I said, just get ready for some new music when they start the fourth quarter. Don't back down.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And he was like, Mike, we'll talk about that later. We'll talk about that one later.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.